This is Mythical.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Trevor Talks Too Much. I just yelled into the mic. I'm sorry. That was loud. This is the show where I put my gift of gab to the test, and no topic is off limits. Not a single one. Not even masturbation.
I mean, eventually.
I'm your host, Trevor Everett's Master Baker, mythical soft boy, holder of a 6'8" personal record in the high jump in high school. Yeah.
That's impressive.
Pretty impressive. Yeah. Actually, technically, it's not a PR because I did it in practice and not in a meet, so it wasn't recorded, but it was my personal best. Anyway, that is neither here nor there. Today, I spoke with the Merrill twins, Vanessa and Veronica. Veronica and Vanessa, I don't know whose name to say first. I don't know if they have preferences about that. But they're YouTubers that have been around for a long time. You've probably heard of them or seen them before. They're amazing, super sweet, very funny. We got into all sorts of stuff. We talked about mental health burnout, which I talk about a lot. The culture shock of moving to like a really diverse area from a not diverse area, but like in a good way. And also, you know, the difficulties that come with being off the cuff, just like I was trying to do right there. But like improv and having to always be funny and feeling like you always turn it on. And then sometimes you just feel like you're not funny like me right now. I feel like I'm not funny right now.
You're always funny, Trevor.
Okay, whatever. Before we get into the show, though, actually, I think the episode about it came out, but recently you weren't here.
I know.
Jamie, you weren't here, but we had our first ever Mythical Kitchen pop-up.
I saw and I was so sad I wasn't here for
Yeah,
that.
You were out of town. You freaking missed it.
I know. You were in a freaking hot dog suit.
I was in a hot dog suit. No, it was so much fun. I wanted to talk about it for a second, just in case there's any overlap between Mythical Kitchen fans and people that listen to the show. The support was so unreal. It was the first time we'd ever done anything like that. And it was just like so like humbling to see like how many people came out to support us and like come buy our hot dogs and say hi to Josh and Nicole and take pictures. It was unreal. It was so much fun. But I think the episode that we did, because we recorded the whole time we were there,
mm-hmm.
I think that episode just came out like last week or something. I don't know. I'm bad with release dates.
I'll put it in the show.
But it was really fun, and I made so many hot dogs, and we met so many cool people. And so if you came to the event or supported it anyway, thank you so much. It was very amazing. It was very fun to see. And we all had a great time.
It looked super fun. I was very sad that I missed it.
You're a hater, Jamie. It's okay.
I know. I will say, though, that someone I went on my trip with, who I didn't know was like a significant other of someone else, like loves Mythical Kitchen and was like, oh my God, I'm like fangirling that you get to like hang out and talk to Trevor all the time. And
yeah,
I was like,
did you tell her? Were you like, hey, it's not all it's cracked up to be?
No. I was like, no, like he's like a genuine person. Like,
he's
genuinely down to earth, cool guy.
You said that about me.
I did.
You lied for me.
I didn't lie.
That was so sweet.
It was completely not lying. It's not like I didn't bring the paper that you gave me to tell people about you when they ask.
You didn't bring the paper?
No, I
forgot
it.
Jamie, we talked about
this. Honestly, TSA almost took it from me.
You have the talking points. You have the bullet points of what to say when someone asks about me, and you didn't bring it.
No.
Unbelievable. Well, we'll talk about that later, Jamie. But for now.
Oh, no, I'm going to get reprimanded.
All of that was a joke. Just to be clear, everyone, that was a joke.
Yeah, if anything, I do the reprimanding. No,
don't.
I don't. As if I have any control.
Yeah, you have no control.
I have no control.
This is my show. My microphone. Actually, you could just turn the microphone off if you wanted to. That would be the ultimate slap in the face. It's like, nope, Trevor, nobody gets to listen to you anymore.
No.
Should we get into the show?
Yeah, no, they were really sweet, and they, like, just, I feel like, also, very genuine, down-to-earth people that were just...
They were awesome.
Just down.
You should listen more than just past the intro, and listen to the actual rest of the show now. Thank you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Let's clap it up. That's such a good intro. Everybody, welcome the Merrill twins, Veronica and Vanessa.
Hello.
They're here.
Yay. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for being on the show. This is so funny. Okay, so how long have you been doing YouTube then?
We started when we were, well, okay, we started our channel in 2009, didn't start posting till 2013, like consistently, like taking it seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when we were like, that's like when we were like 15,
16.
No. So we're almost 26, or we're 26, 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. That lines up because I remember, so weird, I remember seeing you on like the old react, the Fine Brothers.
Yeah.
The old like YouTubers react. Yes. Like I remember like when I used to watch those videos a lot when I was in like, I don't know, high school, whatever. And I was like, so, and cool. Then I was like, oh, now I'm having them on my show. That's so funny.
Oh, that's so fun. Do you know how many YouTubers I got introduced because of those episodes? Like
Probably a lot.
And then I would see them in person. I'm like, I know them from those episodes.
Yeah.
So
that's
pretty cool.
No, I do the same thing now because now that I work here for Rhett and Link and I have this show that I get to bring a lot of really cool people on. Mm-hmm. There's so many times where I'm like, hi, yeah, so I've watched your content a lot before and now I'm supposed to act like a normal person and not be weird. Like when I had Myth on, who's like a streamer, a gamer, I had him on and I was like, how do I not just like be like, hi, Myth. Hi.
Hey.
Love your stuff.
like, what were you thinking when you said this in this video?
I'm like, so let's take it back 6 years.
Yeah.
I got a question. So 10 years now in the YouTube game.
Oh, yeah.
How's your mental health?
Oh, that's actually a great question because like back in the day, YouTube was so different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like throughout the years, mental health for YouTubers and creators has been such a very big topic and so important for creators. And I think back in the day, just because the algorithm was so different, just like you could just do whatever you wanted and people would pretty much watch. You know, we were having so much fun and we still have a lot of fun. And just now there's like all this stress of like the
analytics.
You know, TikTok, so like fast paced stuff. And like even just 4 years ago, you watch one of our videos and the editing is so slow. Things are so different now. And I think we're okay though, because we have each other and we kind of have made it a family business.
Yeah.
And they say to like make sure you don't have creator burnout or whatever they say, to work with the team.
Yeah.
And so that's what we've done.
Yeah. So if one of us is like kind of feeling down, not really motivated, the
going
other one
something.
Pulls through.
Steps up.
But I think it's very important to talk about it, because if one of us isn't motivated, like we got to figure out like, okay, well, how do we, you know, hype each other up? Like, how do we just get to a better place and figure out what to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially with like, I don't even want to say it, with cancel culture.
Oh, gosh.
That is such like a big worry now for creators.
Yeah.
Like, to accidentally say the wrong thing just very innocently.
Yeah.
You could just get canceled within seconds.
Yeah. I get that. I mean, even for me, like, I don't consider myself a shitty person. And I've never been like this awful person. Like, even back in the day before I got into like the content industry, but I'm always worried, like, what if someone just says something about me that like I don't even remember? Like, back when Trevor was a sophomore in high school, he was passing by me in the hallway and he said this. I'm like, I don't remember that, but I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. I'm different now. I always say that, you know, when there is someone that does say something crazy or totally inappropriate or whatever, my belief is to educate them and give them a chance to correct themselves and, you know, learn from it. And if they don't, that says a lot about them.
So that's how
I see it.
Yeah. I mean, if it's like a pattern of things, like there's some people that you can tell, okay, you've been doing this for a long time and you continue to do it.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably just, you're not a good person. It probably wasn't just like a one-time mistake kind of thing.
Well, and back in the day, like there was the humor was so different, and people say like you could get away with anything, but it just like it was just the media back then, and just people were just not like, they were, I guess, like okay with the jokes and stuff people were saying back in the day. But now that we've actually like come to terms and realize how inappropriate a lot of things were, that's why people are like, oh my gosh, this is so bad. But people have to also have a lot of grace and say, at least realize that back then it was just so normal to be saying horrible things.
Yeah. It's, you'll watch like old movies sometimes, it's like, wow, they really just said that stuff.
Yeah.
And nobody cared.
No,
it's like, oh,
cared.
This is a PG movie and they're saying that stuff.
Yeah.
Wowzers.
Exactly.
Yeah, for real.
So many movies like that I watch that I'm just like, oh God, what a different time.
It really was.
I'm glad we're at where we're at now, where people aren't just really crappy. Well, most people aren't.
Yeah. I mean, people definitely have, like, are smarter with how they word things and say jokes.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
How's your mental health?
In the shitter. No. God, it's funny. I actually literally had a conversation with my dad about this last night, because my dad very cryptically texted me like a week ago and was like, hey, and I'm very close with my dad. He's like one of my best friends. I trust his opinion on everything. I think he's one of the greatest guys. But he's like, hey, I want to have like a life conversation with you when you're ready. And I was like, okay.
Ooh,
I was like, I was like, well, now I'm nervous.
Yeah.
Now I'm anxious. He's like, it's nothing specific, you know, I just want to like check in on you, see how you're doing. I was like, okay. And my dad's been very supportive ever since, you know, I moved to LA and got into this industry. And I talk about social media a lot on the show and how much I hate it and how toxic it is and how bad it is for your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he listened to an episode and heard that. He's like, you doing okay?
Aww.
I was like, yeah, he's like, I don't know. He's like, I'm an old guy, so obviously, like, I don't know a ton about it. He's like, it just seems really damaging. And I was like,
the show? Yeah. Or just,
no, like just social media. Yeah.
I see.
And that's what I told him. I was like, I'm very thankful that, you know, I work for Rhett and Link, who, one, they care a lot about mental health, and they're very, you know, poignant about that. And like, they want everybody that's on their staff and on their crew to have that as a priority.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, definitely when I first started working here, social media, like I was like, I started to get followers, and then I was like, oh, I got to read every single comment. I got to read everything.
Yes,
I was like, I have to constantly be posting on Twitter and Instagram so that I can, you know, get engagement and I need people to like my stuff. And wow, how bad is that?
Yeah.
It's awful.
It's so bad.
It's
and
terrible.
Honestly, I mean, it sounds really bad, but last year I got a boyfriend and I ended up like really stepping away from social media for a bit, but it was more like naturally. It wasn't like a conscious choice. And it was more so because like I was not relying on social media for my self-worth.
Yeah.
And it was like kind of like this huge
like awakening yeah. that I realized about myself, that I was always, you know, posting pictures hoping people would like it or certain people would comment or whoever it was yeah. for that validation. And then when I realized that I did not need that from social media, yeah. like I just naturally stopped kind of like posting for a bit. And like yeah. I kind of was staying off Twitter, and just it really changed my mental health. And just like yeah. I just felt more, I don't know, I guess like happy.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'm starting to get back.
Yeah, as creators, we're like, I don't know who tells us, but it's in our minds that we have to constantly be posting to yeah. stay relevant.
Yeah.
And, you know, after doing it for 10 years,
yeah.
there's still a very big pressure to like, oh my gosh, are we still relevant?
We still relevant? Yeah. We're like, we got invited to be on a podcast. We are.
Stop.
I hope this isn't like the test of relevancy.
No,
I hope that my show isn't the test of relevancy. Otherwise, I feel really bad.
No. But I love that your dad was concerned. You know,
no, yeah.
when it comes to mental health, you have to surround yourself with people who care about you and support you. And it's so important to talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, and it's so nice that your dad actually asked. You know, how many dads or parents just don't really care or yeah. ask their kids, hey, how's it going? Social yeah. media sucks. Are you okay?
Yeah. No, I mean, I love my dad. I first started struggling with depression when I was like in high school. And I remember having a conversation with my parents. Like my dad told me straight up, he was like, look, when I was a kid, like guys didn't do this. Like guys didn't struggle with mental health. Everyone just told you had to buck up. Like it's yeah. not a real thing. I used to not think it was a real thing. He's like, and then after my mom had me, she went through, you know, like a postpartum,
yes, yeah.
postpartum mm-hmm. depression. And he was like, I got checked by that because like, mm-hmm. I didn't think it was a real thing. I'd never struggled with it. Your mom hadn't struggled with it until after she had you. He's like, and then I realized like how bad it is. And he's like, and I don't want you to not take this seriously because I used to not take it seriously, but it's a really big deal.
Yeah.
And so he's always been very supportive of that. And yeah, I would say my dad's probably my biggest fan. Definitely aww, my parents are, which is that. Great, but I'm doing good. To answer your question, I'm doing good.
I take
my Zoloft every day, 50 milligrams. Okay. I've been staying off of social media.
Yeah,
I've been like making it a point to stay off it.
I don't think there's anything wrong with like intaking media, social media, because like, you know,
yeah.
people watch video. Like,
it's
contradictory for us to be like, social media is bad. Because you know, we make
no,
content.
I think it is. I think it's terrible.
Well,
I think that there's a big difference between watching YouTube videos and scrolling
through TikTok yes.
endlessly on TikTok and Twitter.
That is exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, our channel is longer form content, and we are like family friendly, which
yeah.
family friendly means everyone, not just kids.
Yeah.
Like, people get confused with that a lot, but everyone can watch our channel. And our channel is more so you can just escape the other parts of social media
yes.
and watch just like something that will make you feel good.
Yeah.
And like there will be times where I'm on TikTok and I'll just scroll and I'm just trying to keep up with what people are doing, what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And like it's good. It's like funny cats, funny skits.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it's like some dark, twisted thing. I like just so many
yeah.
random things that pop up that are just so dark and make me feel really like oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And then I just like get off, and then the rest of it, like it affects me the rest of the day. And
yeah.
I'm like, dang it, I wish I just did not see that.
Yeah. So. TikTok is, I can't speak as much to TikTok because I actually don't really use TikTok.
I use TikTok.
I do too. Well,
yesterday I did something that made me feel awful.
What'd you do?
TikTok now has this thing where you can look at your search history or like your watch history.
Yeah.
I was trying to find a TikTok.
News to Vanessa.
yeah, you can look at your watch history.
Wait, that's great because there's so many things
no,
I always find.
It's bad because
why?
I was trying to look for a TikTok that I had watched and I realized how many TikToks I scrolled out and I was like, this is bad. Like this was like hundreds of TikToks before I found the
yeah.
TikTok that
you're
I was looking
like, I
looking
watched
for.
This 30 minutes ago.
Yeah,
and I have
exactly.
to scroll through hundreds.
And it says your watch history today. And I was like, this is all today? And I was like, this is bad. I did not know that.
Yeah, look at your watch history.
Yeah.
I don't think
TikTok is as bad. I think, TikTok is like,
everybody's algorithm is different, yeah, your For You page, exactly, and stuff. So I think you can kind of game it a little bit to like give you the stuff that you want to see. I think Twitter's terrible. I think if you spend a long time on Twitter, like a significant amount of time on Twitter every day, then you have a problem that you need to address.
I literally follow like one topic on Twitter, which is Star Wars. Like, okay, I love Star Wars. Yeah. And even then, I'll see a random tweet and I'll just be like, it's about Star Wars, but it's like someone being so mean and critical about something. Yeah. And I'm like,
it's so funny how people can find things to be negative about, what seems the most harmless thing. And someone can find a way to spin it in just the worst way possible. It's like, come on, come on. You know what? Can't even enjoy Adventure Time without just getting so mad about something.
Exactly. People just really, you know what I think truly happened is that during the pandemic, which we're still like partially in this pandemic, but when everyone was at home, stuck in their rooms, and they had nothing to do but be on social media, I think people all of a sudden gained like this confidence of like being okay with being negative.
Yeah.
And not only were they okay with being negative online, they're now like okay with being negative in person to people.
Yeah.
After the pandemic, I just feel like there was a lot of people that I hadn't seen in 2 years, and when I like caught up with them or whatever, it was like a different vibe.
Yeah.
People just, and it's just like normal people. It's not like social media influencers. It's just normal people all of a sudden feel like they can like really speak negatively into your life.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh.
No, I'm like, such a Twitter anti. I hate Twitter, but I still go on it.
Yeah.
And it's so annoying because it can be such like a useful tool, and it can be so fun.
You want to know what Twitter is useful for?
What?
When you think there's an earthquake. Yeah. You go straight to Twitter to see if anyone else has tweeted earthquake. And then you're like, okay, so there was an earthquake. Oh my gosh. Also fires.
When I feel like
there's a fire around me, I immediately search on Twitter fire. And I see if people in like that area are talking about a fire.
Yeah.
And sometimes they are. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I found exactly where the fire is because someone's right next to it.
Yeah. Are you LA born and raised?
No.
No, okay.
We were born in Kansas City, Missouri.
Okay.
We were 16 and both my parents were like, you're not going to California by yourselves.
That makes sense.
And my mom is actually, she was born in Mexico.
Okay.
So she really wanted to get out of Missouri too. And so she just like, she lived there a little bit long enough.
Skin culture in Missouri.
Yeah.
There definitely was.
There's a community.
Community.
But when you grow up in like a school where there's not a lot of diversity, where there's only just little bits, you know, you're just not really used to it. So coming out here was actually
kind of culture
super
shock.
Fun and very culture shock for us because, you know, we come here and we actually didn't go to a normal high school. We went to an independent studies school where a bunch of Disney actors went and like, it was like a homeschool mixed with normal school.
Nice.
I don't know how else to explain it, but when we got immersed in that world, we had friends of different religions, different ethnicities.
Yeah.
Just like, it was just like very eye-opening.
Eye-opening.
No, and like the bubble was popped, you know, like it was just like this world of like culture was like introduced to us.
Yeah.
And I fell in love. I was like so happy being here.
Because where we grew up, you know, the small town mentality is like everywhere. You know, you grow up, you get born. Go to school,
get
born.
Go to high school, graduate, go to college, graduate, somewhere in there, get married, make your own family and repeat.
Yeah.
Which is like,
which
there's
is
nothing
wrong
with that. But for people who are like just wanting something more than that, like you have to move out of that.
You have to get out and like step out of your comfort zone and take that leap of faith and like,
which is what we did.
And it's hard.
Yeah,
moving to California. I mean, like,
I get it. You know, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You did it.
California is a melting pot of just some of the most amazing cultural things from all around the world, especially in the United States, just to have all of that in one place. And I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
Growing up in Idaho, there's a lot of white people in Idaho. A lot of white people.
Yeah.
And not a lot of diversity in my small Christian school in Idaho. And so was definitely happy to go experience more.
Yeah.
I feel like LA, like people come from all over the world and they like bring their recipes with them. Because when we have like, there was like a place we like to get croissants at and stuff. And we went to Paris for Fashion Week several years ago, 2018. Yeah, no big deal. No big deal. It was like the highlight of our lives.
Yeah, no big deal.
Anyway, so fun. But we had a croissant there in France.
And it tasted the exact same as it was here. And I was like so excited to experience a croissant in France.
And it was like the same quality as a croissant from Albertsons.
No.
Albertsons has great croissants.
No shot. I'm a croissant snob.
Oh, overall, the point is that everyone comes from all over the world and they bring their food. And so you can get authentic food from different like cultures, different countries here. And I love that.
Yeah.
Like it's very authentic.
It is.
Yeah. It's great. There's like even like a street with like Ethiopian food.
Yeah. Little Ethiopia.
Yeah. Little Ethiopia.
I love Little Ethiopia.
We accidentally drove through there once for the first time. I was like, where am I? It was so cool.
There's every single restaurant like on that street. Is it Fairfax?
I think so.
Yeah. I think it's Fairfax, just on Fairfax. In that little stretch, Little Ethiopia, every restaurant there is just fire. Mm-hmm. It's so good. I love it.
So good. Just literally all the streets with all the different stuff. Ugh.
Just, amazing.
I love LA.
So have you love LA?
Well, in Missouri, we got sick all the time. Like in the winter.
Yeah.
Like bronchitis every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were always sick because it was so cold and just like I couldn't ever let my hair air dry or else I would get pneumonia. We've had pneumonia three times. Like it's no joke.
You said that at the same time.
Epic. We're twins.
Yeah, twins. Which one of you is older?
I am.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Me, Veronica, by 45 minutes.
45 minutes.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big gap for twins.
It is. Yeah.
That's not like a lot of times you hear it's just like the 2 or 3 minute gap.
2 or 3 minutes. Yeah. Yeah. What happened was she was born normal.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cord or something was like pushing on my neck. I was losing oxygen. So they had to cut my mom open and pull me out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Emergency.
So our poor mom did everything.
She's
our
a warrior.
Our poor dad, too, was like in there.
He was filming
the birth.
That's what you do.
And so then they were like, they started all talking and kind of like rushing. And then my dad was like, next moment he knew, he got kicked out. So
they kicked him out.
They kicked him out.
They
out of
put the thing over my mom. She passed out.
And then he said the last thing he saw was they were like going in to like cut her open.
God.
And then he just like was standing there all alone. Like he was, is my wife okay? Like, is the baby okay?
Like, no one told him anything. So that was really traumatic for him.
And then it's only my birth that was filmed, not her.
So you are the more special twin. I'm kidding. I'm sorry, Vanessa. That was a joke.
And our poor dad, he's like, he does not even touch that video because of how traumatic it was.
And he feels so bad.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, but I'm okay now.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What the heck?
What the freaking heck? Sorry. You make family-friendly content.
You keep doing you.
No.
It's okay.
You should swear. Say a curse word.
No!
They won't do it.
No, it's so funny.
You don't have to.
In general, we just never, like, our parents didn't curse. We just didn't grow up around that. So just naturally, we just don't really say bad words. But
when we do, you know we really, like, are mad. We mean it.
You're angry. But one time, freshman year of high school, this kid was determined to make me curse. I was starving one day, and he said, Vanessa, this dollar is yours if you say the S word, the F word. Oh. And I was like, F word. And I was like, give it to me. And I went to the vending machine to get my cookies. I was starving.
You were like, fuck, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, exactly. Everyone freaked out. And I was like, totally, I did not make a big deal because I just needed the money for a snack.
That's hilarious. Wait, that's the move. I wish I didn't swear so people would start giving me stuff to do it. I just do it for free.
Great. Oh my God.
It's unbelievable.
Eat, sleep, oof, repeat.
That's my Roblox sticker.
You play... Okay, well, oh no, we're not supposed to talk about video games.
We can talk about video games. I am the host of the show. I talk about what I want to
do. Oof. Or how do you do... Oof.
Oof.
The Roblox... Oof.
Yeah.
Oof. Oof. I always do...
Yeah,
I know. What do you play on Roblox? What games do you like?
I'm kind of cracked at Arsenal.
Oh!
Yeah, because I play a lot of shooter games.
Okay.
And so I go on and bully kids on Arsenal.
poor kids.
Yeah.
Wait, you can talk to kids on Roblox now, right? Like,
I think they changed it. I think you used to be able to, and then they were having too many problems with, like, children getting harassed.
That's not funny.
I have never actually, like, harassed anyone on Roblox. I have never voiced to a child and, like, called a child, like, a bad game or anything like that.
We know what you mean, though.
Yeah. But, like, I think you have to have, like, age verification and be 18 or older to voice com on Roblox, I think.
Oh!
Yeah.
Have you ever played VR chat with VR?
No. I refuse to play VR chat.
Why?
It's crazy people.
Because you want to talk about a cesspool of the internet. If I'm ragging on Twitter, I got to rag on VR chat. You know the degenerates that are in that game?
We have played it before, and we're like family friendly, right? So we've played VR chat before, but it's been more like the fans will find us in the game and then we interact with our fans.
Yeah.
So it's not actually, we haven't had bad experiences or weird experiences, but I do know that VR chat is kind of crazy and psychotic.
Well, there's like no age restriction. It's not like Roblox where you got to be 18 or older to voice chat. It's just free for all.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I don't want to take part in that. I'm scared. That frightens me.
It's smart. It's a good way to meet up with fans though, because then everyone can talk and there's funny moments that happen, but you have to find, like, it's just the right thing. Like, you have to find the right moments.
You
want to
know some advice that was given to me about, like, VR world?
Yeah.
Like, they're like, you need to, the next step in your brand, like, journey is you need to figure out your metaverse. And I was like, what? They're like, yes, you need to figure out how fans can meet up in a room virtually with you.
I'm like, that's
VR
Roblox.
Chat.
Yeah,
Roblox.
Like, it's like, and just
Among
stick
us.
To it.
Literally
and
any big multiplayer
like,
game.
Guys.
Oh
Fall
my
guys.
Gosh. But like Fortnite. The fact that like people are moving towards like that mindset. Yeah. I don't know.
It's
don't
so
know.
Weird.
I was like, what?
I can't fathom it. The only way I could like actually try to like make sense of it is it's kind of the same thing of like me being a crime boss in the jailbreak in Roblox.
Yeah.
It's like I paid to be a crime boss. I paid actual money that was turned into Robux.
Yeah.
And now I have all these cool perks when I enter the game. I'm like the most wanted person that the police want to capture virtually.
Yeah.
And so when you put that in like metaverse terms and all these people are buying property in the metaverse or whatever, and you compare it to like a Roblox game, like that's what it is. It's more about like being able to log into whatever it is. Right? I might be completely wrong. No, you're right.
Literally... The metaverse is just old Minecraft servers from way back in the day on Mineplex when you'd buy a plot of land in a Minecraft server and then build your house on it. That's what it is. We're reinventing Minecraft.
She kind of went like ham on Minecraft at one point. It was really knowledgeable on how to play the game. And I just kept asking her to give me a bunch of cats.
Yeah.
And I kept naming them. We had like so many cats
so many.
In one room.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's my favorite part about all of, like, the sandbox games. Because I play a lot of video games, but I'm not, like, an elitist gamer by any means.
Mm-hmm.
I love those games because you can literally do whatever you want. The whole point is just open it up and do whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
Do whatever's fun. So if you have fun in Minecraft walking around and collecting cats and you have a cat army, then go for it. You're not playing the game wrong. If you want to start a chicken farm in Sims 4, then do it.
That's your right as a human being to go do that. If that's what makes you happy, then do it. I hate it when people like get so mad about video games. They're like, oh, you're playing the wrong way. Like, you're doing this wrong.
Yeah.
It's like, who says?
Who cares?
I paid for the game and I bought it and I'm doing what makes me happy. Yeah. How is that doing
exactly.
it wrong?
It's like when people get mad of people who play Animal Crossing when they like time hop to like make sure they get stuff, whatever, because it's considered cheating, but it really isn't.
How
you
cares?
Can't cheat. You can't cheat in Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
It's like a day-to-day league game. You
and
know?
Even
like,
if you can, who cares if you cheat in Animal You're not affecting anyone else's life.
Right.
Like, you're not making their life worse by cheating.
Yeah. That's the beauty of video games and like being able to connect with people and stuff.
Yeah, for sure. So we've talked about quite a bit of the content that you make. Do you have like a favorite thing to do as far as content goes? Like, do you have a favorite type of video, a favorite thing to do?
We love making skits, like sketch comedy that, or like improvising just a weird video.
Yeah.
We have a fake reality show called Meryl Twins Exposed. It's a spoof off of like the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a fake reality show.
Yeah.
And those are always so fun to make, especially when we just improvise.
Because we have like characters.
We have characters. We play all the characters. We do interviews. We do like all of that.
Yeah.
And
that one's just so fun.
So fun. And we like play the premise of the series is that the Meryl twins are actually not nerdy gamer girls who like Star Wars and are like down to earth. They're actually really bougie and like bratty.
Yeah.
And so that's like the premise of
you're the Kendall and Kylie of the YouTube world.
And we're always like,
always touching the hair.
Like, you gotta do this.
The hair.
not that that's a problem because hair gets in the way, but you know,
it's a little tricky. I'm sure you're familiar with Smosh, right?
Yeah.
So Courtney is like a really good friend of mine, but she does her character like Brianna Boho.
Oh my gosh.
Like what which is so funny because it sounds exactly like that, where she just plays this like ditzy like Beverly Hills girl and she walks around chewing gum and wears like fishnet leggings.
I've seen it. We were actually just at Smosh.
Oh, really?
We were doing
when?
Today. We were
Did
there
you
today.
Did you say hi to them for me?
No, not for you. They were all like, they all said to say hi to you. One person did.
Who?
I forget. They're all so funny over there.
They're so funny.
Like, talk about YouTubers who are just down to earth, chill, funny people.
Yeah.
I love that.
No, genuinely. If anybody out there in the audience ever thought that, like, it was like they weren't actually that funny, they are.
Yeah.
Oh, they're
Shane
hilarious.
And Courtney and Ian and Damien. They're like some of the funniest people I know. Jackie, Amanda, freaking everyone. Kimmy. They're all so nice and so funny. Everyone that works there, though, it's not even just like the cast members. It's like Spencer and Tommy and like, and I don't know. Everyone's so funny. I love going over there.
They're so funny. And we did the like try not to laugh thing with them. Like, and we had to make them laugh.
Yeah.
I was really intimidated.
I was too the first time I did that.
It was so scary.
Very...
We were shaking.
Yeah.
We recreated our birth.
No. Did they laugh?
They laughed.
Good.
They laughed.
Good.
So
even if it was like a pity laugh, I'm glad they still spat out their water.
Yeah.
When we first moved here to California, the first thing we did, or first thing that someone recommended us to do, was to take acting classes.
Yeah.
And we did that. And then someone also recommended to do improv classes.
Yeah.
So we did improv classes at the Groundlings.
Yeah.
And it was so fun.
For those who don't know, a lot of like SNL or people start at the Groundlings.
Yeah. And Groundlings then, like, is like Groundlings ground is zero. Like,
it's iconic.
Improv comedy.
You have to do it there at one point, like do a class there or something.
But I haven't done it. Yeah. That's why I'm not funny.
What? Oh. No, you are funny. No, you're hilarious.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
I love how Veronica, you're like, no, you are funny. And Vanessa is just stone cold, just like, I want to agree, but that's probably rude.
No, I wanted to like play up the joke.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was improv.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay,
again.
Spend enough time at Groundlings.
The rule is yes and. If he says he's not funny, you go yes and you are, I don't know. I can't think of
bad.
Something.
I'm not.
Come on. I thought you went to school for this.
It was just one class.
One class.
That's more classes than I've taken. Okay. No. I'm doing my best out here.
Yeah. Improv's hard.
It is. No, so, genuinely. Gary.
So kudos to them for just constantly.
Well, and when you like meet someone and hang around someone who's so good at it, who lives and breathes just like funny improv. They're so witty.
Mm-hmm.
Then you really start to like realize, wow, I'm not that funny.
Yeah.
And when you try to be funny, you're not funny. So then it's just a fail.
Yeah.
But
it's tough. I've been over there like a couple times to do some different things, but anytime they ask me to go and try not to laugh, it's usually I'll just be doing like one or two bits.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have time to like plan and prepare and think about what I want to do. And then there was one, they have their like funeral series that they do.
Yeah,
that I was on one for Rhett and Link when they did Rhett and Link's funeral. And that was like all, I sat down with their writers and we pre-wrote all that. Mm-hmm. So I think the one time I ever was in like an improv thing was their like deleted like search history videos, like, or that someone like hacked our Google search history. And it was like so hard. I was so nervous for that one because I was like, I just have to sit here. And then I read these things on a screen that they have written, and now I have to be funny off of it. And it was so hard to like just be funny on the spot. And they're all so good at it. It's just they're so snappy. Everyone is so witty and so fast.
Right.
And like every time I go over there, I'm like, wow, I just wish I was as funny as you.
Well, and but they, you know, it's a muscle in your brain that you have to practice. So they do that all the time.
I actually don't believe it's in the brain. I believe you're referring to the funny bone. And I think it's down here.
Oh, okay. Everybody, that's the show.
Okay, I was silently laughing over here.
Thanks for having me. It's been really nice.
And concluding. Okay.
I think that's the furthest I've taken the getting up and walking out.
Really walked out the door. Almost walked out the door.
I pretend to get up and then I sit back down.
But that's, it's more funny.
I thought I really
go
went for it.
All the way and like commit, right?
Yeah, I think it is.
That's the technique.
I don't know. You tell me. Leave a comment. That's my brand of comedy, is just being extremely awkward and stupid. That's like my go-to.
That's a good one.
That's my go-to too.
Yeah. It's for
I
all the unfunny people. That's me.
It's all of us. That's
so mean.
No, but it's true. Kidding.
Yeah. When you can't come up with something witty, just act stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Exactly. Act stupid, or if you don't know how to end a skit, pretend it was a dream.
Is that what you do?
That's what we were told.
That's
once.
What we were told. If you don't know how to end like a skit, wake up from a dream and say it was all a dream. Like, so.
I don't know about that one. I'm having thoughts.
They said they don't recommend it. They said don't do that.
Yeah.
But if you literally cannot think,
they said here's what you do if you don't know how to end a skit, but never do it. Don't do it.
Because it's not as clever.
Yeah.
Like you can end it a better way.
I usually just make a stupid noise and then like run. Just book it.
Because that's a good one.
If I'm not there, they can't ridicule me, right?
Right.
I've left.
Right.
I'm gone.
See,
exactly.
Nobody can ridicule me.
Exactly.
You just have to live with whatever I did. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks
both
for
of you, Veronica
us.
And Vanessa Merrill. Thank you. I just had to prove to everyone that I still knew your names.
Okay.
Good job.
And myself.
After talking to us, can you like tell a difference between us, or do we look the same to you?
No, there's a difference.
You think so?
Yeah. You want to know what it is?
What?
It's in the dimples.
Yeah.
That's
you're
it.
Right.
It's in the dimples.
Yeah, because you're on my
there's the
dimple-less
you've
side.
Got pretty two. Yeah,
she's got two dimples.
She's got two dimples.
I got one, but on this side,
yeah.
You wouldn't be able to really tell. But this side,
yeah, it's in the dimples.
There. Yeah,
and
good
you're
job.
Obviously different people.
Yes,
like you have
yes.
you know different personalities and like curly hair, a little bit curly, a little bit straight.
Yes.
Anyway, that's not.
Anyway, sorry.
I got off the rails again. Trevor's talking too much, right? Yeah, that's a good one. That's my favorite thing to do anytime I make a dumb joke. You just gotta dap yourself up.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you feel free to use that one.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, please, tell people where they can find you. All the stuff that you've got going on.
Yeah.
You can find us on YouTube.
Meryl Twins.
That was a super good plug.
Yeah,
one of the best.
Okay, you spell Meryl like Will Ferrell's last name,
but with an M. Oh, wait.
I'm losing
I thought
it.
I was bad at outros.
Oh my gosh.
Get
okay,
a load of these goobers.
Okay. Meryl Twins. That's what you search up. Meryl Twins on everything.
And like Vanessa Meryl.
Veronica Merrill.
Wait, which one is which?
Yes, please go check out the Merrill Twins. You have Merrill Twins Live or Merrill Live?
We do Merrill have Twins Merrill Live. Twins Live.
Merrill Twins Live.
Yes.
And check out their personal socials too.
Yeah, thank
I'm sure it's Veronica and Vanessa Merrill on most
thank
things.
And check out Trevor's socials as well.
I tell him every episode. Nobody ever does. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Well, you better do it this episode.
They've heard my handle enough. But no, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate
it.
This is such a fun time.
This is a really great podcast.
This was so fun. You can have us come back and we can talk more.
Careful, my ego's going to get really big if you compliment me again. Everybody, please go check out Merrill Twins on YouTube, Merrill Twins Live on YouTube for their live streaming channel. And then I believe their socials are all like the Merrill Twins or Veronica Merrill, Vanessa Merrill, the Merrill Twins. Go check them out. They're amazing. They're so much fun. Jamie, what did you think?
Just very like interesting. I kind of like how that sits on your head for whatever reason. You should like make a hat that does that. But
can you get back to the show? Can you take this seriously?
Yeah, let me take this seriously. So let me break it down. No, they were really sweet. They were really cool. They just being for someone who's been on YouTube for so long, and they did their channel. They've done Awesomeness TV. They've done like all these different channels. They're like very well adjusted. I feel you know, because honestly, no offense, but a lot of people that are just do that for years and years and years can get a little
insane.
Yeah,
like Rhett and Link.
And unhinged. They,
they're crazy.
But they're like fun crazy.
No, I'm kidding. They're not crazy. Love
they're like
guys.
Pretty normal dudes.
Yeah, they're like dads. They just like go home to their wives and kids.
Please take those off your head.
Why?
Because Jenna's about to come in and I don't want her to see you like that.
I thought it was sick.
It was, but.
For those of you listening and not watching, I did a silly thing with some headphones on top of my head. It was kind of a silly, goofy moment.
We will post a picture, maybe. Who knows?
No, we're not. Post a picture where?
On, like...
the internet?
Yeah. Anyways, Jenna's about to come in.
Everybody, it's time for a very special segment called Trevor Tries to Clarify, and we have with us today a very special guest, Jenna. Who pretty much runs everything around here. I believe that you are the senior executive coordinator to Rhett and Link. Is that correct?
Yes.
Which pretty much means she runs everything because she makes sure that Rhett and Link are where they need to be and doing what they need to do, which pretty much means she does everything that the company needs. If Jenna weren't here, everything would fall apart. But I'm hearing that there's something that you'd like to clarify or you want me to clarify.
Yes. Okay. So... there are certain like hand motions that your generation do that I don't understand what they mean. Like I have a guess, but I don't necessarily know what they mean. And like, I don't want to do them myself because I've tried to, I'll demonstrate them for you.
Okay.
But I don't, this isn't going to be something that I go out into the world and do because I think I look ridiculous when I do it. But I would like to know when I see someone do those motions and be like, oh, that's what that means.
Yeah. Okay.
So the first one is like, it's like this pensive, like, it's like they're shy, but or they like are embarrassed, but I don't know if that's what it is. That's just my guess.
Yeah. No, I know what you're referring to.
Okay.
Is that the only one?
No, I have more.
Okay. Well, give me the whole rundown and I'll
the
see
other
what
one
do.
Is like this.
Yeah.
It's like a lip bite. Yeah. They do the both. I have no idea. It's like, are you rubbing a beard that's not there? What does this mean?
I also don't know what these mean, so I'm, and I've seen them before.
And then I still don't know what this is. I still don't know what this is. Whatever, see, I don't know even the voice that you're doing. What is that? Shoo.
Okay, because you talked about sheesh. This is almost like the female version of sheesh, but in like a little bit more of like a kind of way, where it's like,
What does sheesh mean?
Okay, so,
though?
Well, D'Angelo Russell, who's an NBA basketball player who used to play for the Lakers, he used to always say he has ice in his veins, and he would do this. He'd be like, I got ice in my veins, and then he'd do this. So then gamers got a hold of it, and when they play Valorant, anytime they like make a good play or something in the game, then they'd go, sheesh. And then that became like associated with it as like the hand signal for sheesh.
Okay, this is just, I have another question, a follow-up question.
No, yeah, go ahead.
What does it mean to have ice in your veins?
Oh, it, ice in your veins means like you're clutch.
Okay.
Like you're good under pressure.
Oh, okay,
like when
cool.
you do something in like a clutch moment and then you've got ice in your veins because nothing can like, you know, shake you.
So would you consider I have ice in my veins?
Yeah, you've got ice in your veins for sure, Jenna.
Sheesh.
For sure. Sheesh. Yeah. And then the final one, this one.
Yeah, I've seen you do that before. Ironically, maybe.
Yeah,
but.
So this is the frick boy face.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this is the, but it's kind of a joke.
If I ever saw someone doing that to me, like in real life, unironically, I don't know what I would do.
I guess it's similar to my generation's. I guess it's similar to my generation's. Like when frick boys would do it, it was like this this lip. Like they would like rub. They would like lick their lips.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It'd be like this.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like lick lips. So I guess that's like.
That's what it was.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
As long as I can like correlate it to something from my generation.
Have I answered your questions adequately?
Yes, thank you.
You think so? Good. Glad I could explain that. Yeah, they're all pretty stupid, pretty dumb.
No, I just want to know. I love it. I don't care. We had stupid. My generation was the duck face.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot tell you how many selfies that I had on my MySpace with the duck face. We all thought it was cute.
No. That's funny. Well, thank you for coming on and asking me those questions, Jenna. It feels good to feel useful and needed. Please let me know if there's anything that you want me to clarify. You can DM me on Twitter, Instagram. You can respond to my tweet. You can leave a comment or whatever. If there's anything that you want clarified, you let me know and I'll do my best to explain it. Well, everybody, that's going to do it for this episode of Trevor Talks Too Much. Thank you for listening. Check us out every Tuesday. New episodes dropping, and then the video version's coming out the following Monday. Leave a review, leave a comment, whatever you want to say, say it. I can handle it. Check me out on Mythical Kitchen. I'm over there cooking some fun stuff. Check me out on socials. I don't know. Check out whatever you want to check out. Bye. Have a great day.
That's like an aggressive bye.
Fricker.
It's like a really
you
aggressive
sons
bye.
Sons of biscuits. Have a good day. Bye.